Phil Henry Show, brought to you by New Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil.
And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
As I was telling you earlier, you know, that I shave, and it's an aesthetic.
All right, well, hold on, we're on the air now. All right, we're on the air, so everybody heard that, Bobby.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm saying it's a beauty enhancement.
All right, but, okay, so we'll let people know what you're talking about. You're talking about shaving, and you're not talking about your armpits or your legs.
No, it's a little bit more private than that.
All right, now I understand.
And I've got a couple of girlfriends who do it, and I think, Phil, you know, most women, it might be a little too much for some women to handle. But if you can handle it, you know, shaving there, I guess it's something that's aesthetic. It's
all right, but we were talking earlier about your role as the parent-teacher organization president at the school where your kids go to, as well as your homeowners association role.
Right. So I was talking with Susan Rattigliano, who's our chair this year for the Festival of the Arts, and she was mentioning to me that her daughter was getting ready for graduation. Our eldest has got another year to go, but it's graduation time. It's a very big time. And there's going to be a lot of parties. And
a lot of grad parties, huh?
A lot of grad parties. And the girls are very self-conscious, and they're very aware of what people think of them. And Phil, I'll tell you, it is a tough time for a girl to be a teenager.
I totally get it. I got a daughter who's just turned 13.
Well, so you know, and that's a very tough age.
Absolutely.
So I was talking to Sue, and I mentioned to her, it sounds a little crazy, but I think I've always thought, you know, way outside the box anyway, and Sue also, you know, shaves in that area. And I said to her...
And understand that this is a topic that's... You know, I don't want it to get graphic. You know what I mean?
No, Phil. No. This has got nothing to do with anything sexual. This is an aesthetic.
All right. Okay. We're in an area that I'm not comfortable. Not that I'm not comfortable. We're talking about beauty treatments for women, I guess.
Yeah. No. Let me just explain to you, because it really isn't anything to, I think, worry about. I think that what happens, a lot of people start thinking things, but. Sue is a friend of mine. She's the chair of the Festival of the Arts, as I mentioned. She told me that she also shaves. And I said to her before graduation, what if we got the girls together and talked with them about this beauty enhancement?
All right. Now, the reason for this is why?
Because
the kids, the girls are self-conscious.
Yeah, they're getting ready for graduation. And
they want as much help as they can get in looking their best.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you something. I don't even really like, you know, calling it shaving. To me, it's just a beauty enhancement. And I said to Sue, she also shaves at that region. So, you know, I started to make some calls. And
well, so some of the parents were not informed. Is that right?
I don't know what you heard.
I just heard that some of you invited the girls over for some kind of a beauty party that women have, but it includes this aspect.
Well, first of all, Phil, as the Homeowners Association president, I do have the right to let people know that we're having a gathering. I mean, the reason why we didn't tell a lot of the parents, and I'll tell you why, a lot of the women are a little bit old-fashioned. I understand that. It's as I said, it's a little too much for a lot of the mothers to handle. But because it isn't a medical procedure, this is very important, all parents should be aware of any medical procedure. But this is not a medical procedure. And
so you don't feel you even need to give the parents a heads up on this?
You know, it's a good question, but I think if it makes the girls uncomfortable, they don't want to tell their mothers for whatever reason. I understand that. I mean, my God, it's women with women, you know, actually women and girls showing each other, you know, shaving that area, which can be tough.
So you were inviting the high school senior girls to your home for this, or
no? Over to the Rattiglianos.
Okay,
and have kind of a beauty party with beauty aids, and a lot of the mothers, again, they're very old-fashioned. I've always been a little contemporary. I don't know. My husband says I'm ditzy, but I guess I'm just very contemporary. I've always tried things. The the thing that interested me was the really was the Playboy wax. The Playboy wax, I think, really has got a lot of women talking.
All right, again, thank you for putting it that way, because I don't want to get into any area that it's going to be uncomfortable for my audience.
I understand, Phil, but I also think, just between you and me, I think a lot of people need to grow up a little bit.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, on grad night, graduation for the high school girls, big night. And I understand that what you're doing is you're inviting the girls over to this kind of beauty party that you and Ms. Ritigliano are having, so that you can.
And by the way, Phil, Sue is distantly related to this. This will interest you and the men in your audience. She is distantly related to the former head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and I forget it.
Sam Ritigliano?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He was a great. I thought Sam did a good job at the Browns all those years ago. I mean, that was a long time ago. When, anyway.
But the point is this: it's difficult when you're a homeowners association president and a PTO president, and you're very forward thinking. I like to think that I'm very forward thinking. I like to think that I'm very, contemporary. And
yeah, but here's the thing: we're living in a day and age where anything having to do. And forgive me for using the word sex.
But it's not sexual, Phil.
No, I know that. I realize that it's a beauty aesthetic. It's a beauty enhancement, But these girls are underage.
Well, I think anyone that thinks that, I think anyone who would go there, I feel very sorry for them. I think that their mind really needs to be cleaned up.
You may be right, but if you have someone's daughter... And just let me know, because I don't know. My daughter's 13. If someone invited her...
No, these are high school seniors, Phil. These are.
You wouldn't have, like, a 13-year-old girl, would you?
Absolutely not. These are girls that are...
But they're not legally adults.
Well, when you're a high school senior, it really doesn't matter. You're 17, 16, 17. You're on your way. A lot of these kids cut school. Most of them don't even want to live at home. So they are de facto, in a lot of ways, adults. And what we're doing is we're saying to the girls, okay, I'm Bobby, this is Sue, and we do have the Playboy wax, we shave. Are there any questions?
Wait a minute, you got the girls in the house?
Yeah, well, but...
I mean, you have the girls sitting there and you go, hi, I'm Bobby, and this is Sue, and we shave?
Well, you say it, and women understand.
Are there any questions?
Well, what you're trying to do is...
Well, it's kind of a shorthand,
It is a little bit of a shorthand, but what you're saying is, look, graduation's coming up. You know as well as I do. If you have a boyfriend, you know full well as I do that... and then we sort of express... it's very difficult for me to say it on the radio.
Well, are you intimating that they're going to be intimate?
I'm just saying, graduation's coming up. If you've got a boyfriend, you know as well as I do. You can't stop a freight train, once the brakeman has fallen off, as my husband likes to say. So what we do is try to enhance that. Region shaving, the lady chic method, whatever you want to call it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, show me to go to Terry. Hi, Terry, you're on with Bobby Dooley. Terry? Terry not there? All right.
I think it's Terry.
Oh, I thought I said Terry.
I'm sorry. I don't feel right with her saying
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't think I was speaking to you.
I'm listening to you.
But mm-hmm. I feel like you're promoting mm-hmm. sex for the high school teenagers.
How am I doing that? I don't understand. There's nothing.
But
I haven't said anything. I'm not giving the girls sexual advice. We are... showing them how to shave.
Yes, but why do they need to shave for anything for a high school graduation party?
I think it's the same reason why you and I might wear some pretty underwear. We know that no one's ever going to see it.
Why do you need to wear pretty underwear and shave for a high school graduation?
It makes you feel beautiful.
Unless
I think that's the short
you're
answer.
Promoting sex for these children.
No, I've answered your question.
And they are children.
I don't know what you mean by that. Unless you have that problem.
Well, what do you mean by the problem?
Well, a lot of women, they can't handle it.
Well, why should they be able to handle it now? Because they're not really true women until they get out there.
No, I'm saying,
and they work, and they have a life, and they come and find a husband that really loves them.
Can you handle shaving?
Pardon?
Can you handle it?
Handle what?
What do you mean, can she handle it?
I think the idea of shaving that area scares her.
No, it doesn't scare me. I do it for my husband, because he likes to... say it on the air, but he likes to do that to me.
All right, so he enjoys
an underage look. But I've been married for 20 years,
so
I can do it.
He enjoys the underage look, that's what I'm saying.
My husband does not.
Well,
we have a 14-year-old child.
Well, there's only one reason why men want you to do that. They're fantasizing about...
Now, wait.
You're a sick woman.
Hold on for a minute.
Oh, I understand men. My God, you're married to one. You know what they're like. They're animals.
My husband is not.
Terry, you and I both know that a man, at the right time, in the right place, is capable of anything.
You know what? My husband is 40-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 14-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have two sons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To your daughters?
And they are very respectable to other women.
Of course. Do your daughters wax?
Excuse me?
Do your daughters wax? Do they Playboy wax? Or?
No, they do not.
I don't understand.
No, my daughter does not.
I don't understand. You do, but you don't let them?
Wait a minute. The lady is, she's got, how old are your, you have one daughter, Terry, or two?
One.
She has one daughter. How old is your daughter?
14.
That's very young. Very, very young.
I just think you've got a little bit of a hang-up, and what we're trying to do is say to the mothers, don't let your hang-up ruin their good time. That's all we're saying.
I would like to ask you a question, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of parents were you raised by?
You know what? My father worked in the circus, and my mother was, she worked one of these, I shouldn't say, but my mother was someone my father met when they were coming through town, and she was not in a very respectable line of work. So I suppose you're going to say that's why
Well, what do you mean? What was your mother doing?
My mother was a prostitute.
Wow.
Well,
but
why
fortunately,
is that?
Fortunately, my father took her out of that.
You know what I think?
What did your father do in the circus? I'm curious.
My father was a clown. He was a circus clown. It was amazing. It was a wonderful life. It was so much fun. And yes, my father showed my mother the way to be a decent woman.
Your father was a circus clown, and your mother was a prostitute.
And that was a decent woman.
She changed her ways, Terry.
All right. Okay.
Well, good for you.
You know. Well, yeah, that
you
is
that
good for
my,
me because I raised my child right.
Some of my mother's best clients were preachers. So please don't.
You know what?
Don't even go
but
there.
I'm a Native American woman.
I gotta get going, Terry.
Why are you letting her go? She's pretty easy.
What do you mean she's easy?
I like talking to her.
But what
all right,
does
Terry.
That mean?
Thank you, Terry.
You hear how she stumbles around?
Thank you very much, Terry. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on the high school seniors at Western Estates. She and other mothers are getting together to show them how to wax down there. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
My husband does have some experience with piercing.
Yeah, but your husband, you're not going to have your husband doing any piercing on these girls.
Absolutely not, Phil. If they're comfortable with it, I don't see why not. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to give these girls...
Oh, wait. Hold on for a minute. you've got high school senior girls in your home, or...
It's going to be over at Sue's house, but yes, some of it is at our house.
All right. Okay, so, and you're teaching the girls how to Playboy wax themselves and shave themselves. Now you're talking about piercings. That's, see, now that, doesn't that fall under the medical...
No, Phil, you're talking about abortions. You have to let parents know about that, or tattoos. But a piercing, I don't think so.
All right, but your husband doing it?
Steve has got a lot of experience. Believe me, Phil, Steve used to work in a tattoo parlor out in San Bernardino, and before we met, and he's done piercings. He's worked with John Neville, who's one of the big tattoo artists.
All right, okay, so, but I don't think that this is good to have him in a room full of high school seniors doing piercings down there.
Absolutely, Phil. I couldn't agree more. I'm just saying, if the girls are comfortable with it, that's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks for joining us, folks. This is the Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, I think, will be on later. Her husband, who's there with the Western States Homeowners Association, also the PTO out there. With graduation coming up, a lot of the girls wanting to be at their best in terms of beauty, and a lot of this has to do, I know, Bobby, with your concern that the girls are feeling a little inferior, or they don't feel they're beautiful, as you're getting together with them at a girlfriend's house, and you're teaching them how to shave themselves in the...
It's what we call a regional shave, or a region shave, whatever you want to call it. Steve calls it Area 51. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a little joke.
He calls it Area 51.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa. Go right ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for real?
I'm sorry?
I mean, let's be realistic here.
Sure.
What you're calling yourself is not contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the line of borderline... pedophile.
Oh, God. You know, you people really need to get a life.
No, no, no. Let me tell you something.
You really need a life. You really need a life.
Honey, I have such a life you would not even
Well, you know something? That you've read too many comic books, because these girls are all friends of the mothers. We're all a big family in our neighborhood, and we're showing them how to...
Well, if you guys are such a big family...
Excuse me, Phil. I'm not finished. We're showing them how to feel good about themselves.
You're not trying to show them how to feel good about themselves. And I'll tell you what.
We're trying to show them how to slick up.
Mm-hmm. If I was a mother mm-hmm. of one of these daughters, I would have your head on a platter.
Oh, my God. Why?
Plain and simple.
And the crime would be what? I shaved?
The crime
your daughter
is
shaved?
You are taking underage girls, not
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
You are taking underage girls in the eyes of the law. You are taking underage girls. Girl.
And assaulting them with a lady chick? Oh, my God. This woman's really for real. Are you for real? That's what I want to know.
I am so for real. And
really?
I am what you call
well, honey,
temporary mother.
I'm as real can get, okay?
Honey, you're not real.
I'm as real as
you're
real
sitting,
gets.
You're sitting there getting your jollies off of showing young girls how to shave their privates.
You know why you think I'm getting my jollies? Because that's what you're doing. I've never said one thing about getting my jollies.
You are promoting these children to shave themselves in a Playboy manner.
And that is a crime. Why?
Because we are already trying to teach our children that.
No. I want to know what the crime is. I want
to
know what the crime is.
You're trying to show them that shaving their private area into a Playboy manner is going to make them feel sexy when they're with a man. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to teach my daughter abstinence.
I'm sure that worked really well in the pursuit of having a daughter. Oh, God.
Oh, wait a minute.
Happened after being married?
Lisa,
I don't know how you did it in your world.
Let me tell you something,
that's
Lisa.
That's how it came in mine.
I am what they call the real deal, okay? I am the real thing.
By whose definition?
Anybody you care to talk to, anyone within the West Hills area, anyone at the Civic Arts Plaza, they all know I'm the real thing.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to us. Let's talk turkey here, okay? You know...
We need to prepare these children for later in life. When that girl on her wedding night... Okay, let's be honest. Off come the panties, and what's he looking at? Steve, what was your line?
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, first off, who said that you have the right to show any child how to shave themselves in the private area? Did you go around and get the mother's consent?
Well, if we did that, we'd run into a lot of women like you who can't handle it.
Oh, let me tell you something. I can handle it because I shave my own private area.
Playboy?
Okay?
Playboy?
I don't need you, nor I didn't need anybody like you when I was under the age of 18 to show me how to take care of my private area.
Well, someone had to show you. What was his name?
Yeah. Nobody had to show me. It was a personal preference.
Well, it must have been a real hatchet job the first
time
out.
What you're doing is you're trying to inflict what you feel is feminine.
Yeah, you got Playboy or Oriental.
Sexy on these young girls.
Playboy or Oriental, which are you? What do you have?
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on, Lisa. Lisa, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, we'll be back.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Are you talking about the shooting?
Yes.
Bobby Dooley with me. She's talking about a videotape shooting of a high-speed chase suspect who almost kills a little girl, almost runs her over, then pulls for a... You can see him pulling a gun out of his hand. Then he tries to reach for another gun, and the Long Beach police, Long Beach, California police, shot the guy dead. And I say, congratulations, Long Beach PD. Good job. Another scumbag bites the dust.
You know, I think that's so cavalier. I think it's so cavalier, Phil. The police have been involved in more controversial shootings.
This isn't controversial. This piece of crap was pulling a gun. He got what he deserved.
Well...
Bobby, I don't want to get into that. I want to talk a little bit about...
I just think the police, we need to watch them.
I'm glad the police are watching over us. Now, my comment for you in terms of this shaving... where you are showing high school senior girls how to shave. A lot of women are saying that this is a sexual, a lot of...
Well, I know what they're saying. I've listened to their comments. And I think there's an old saying, it's consider the source. A lot of these women are not very contemporary. They may be jealous that I have a good rapport with young people. I am 38, and I still look... I'll say it. I look damn good. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I take care of myself, I'm not afraid to show what I got. And I think if the girls, our high school seniors, at graduation time, walk into that graduation hall and knowing underneath that gown, you know, what do you say?
They're all slicked up, ready to go.
Steve says that they're all slicked up and ready to go.
Oh, God. High school kids, okay?
You know what I mean, Phil.
All right, so under the graduation gown... she knows she's all slicked up and ready to go.
The way you put it, it sounds filthy.
It doesn't sound cool to me. 1-800-449-8686. All right, Lisa, I'm sorry we had to... we just got another minute for you. I'm sorry I had to get rid of you so quick. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, the other... Go ahead. You got about 60 seconds. Are you there, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. This is Lisa.
Go ahead.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in your life did you decide that you could become sort of a mother to all these girls in reference to showing them how they need to basically appear in their graduation gown?
Well, I looked around at the mothering they were getting, and you just want to drop to one knee and weep.
How many children do you have?
I have three boys.
Oh, you have three boys. So you have no girls. So basically,
well, no, I don't have any girls, but I used to be one. I mean,
okay,
if that counts, you know.
Oh,
God.
So basically, you're trying to...
How many kids do you have? How many kids do you have?
I have one daughter.
Well, I think I've been through it three times over, okay? So, are you for real? You're telling me?
Honey, let me tell you something.
You know, I'm as real can get.
Three times over.
Honey.
You might have been through it three times over,
yeah.
But you've never been through it till you've raised
a
daughter.
Well, let me put it this way. I have had sex three more times than you have.
You think?
Now, anyway.
No, wait, all right, okay, look it. I've got a daughter. She's turning 13.
Phil, I never said a 13-year-old girl.
I understand that. But even if when my daughter reaches senior in high school, and she's over at somebody's house...
Phil, we need to prepare these girls for college.
Phil, coach senior high school girls.
And she coaches girls and she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She knows what I'm talking about. She knows what I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about. What I'm saying to you is, the way that
you are... Can I ask you a question? Do you eat your lunch in Box Canyon?
How come you enjoy talking over everybody?
No, I just want to know, do you eat a box lunch?
Point,
all right.
You want everybody else to listen to your ignorance. And
Lisa,
exactly
all I wanted to know is, do you eat a box lunch?
No, I don't have to eat a box lunch, honey. But I do eat out quite frequently. Now, what's your excuse?
I'll bet you do.
I do. I do. And you know what? Unlike you, honey, I don't have to eat ground meat. I eat steak. And you know exactly what I mean, so don't even go there.
Raw?
All right. Ladies, please.
Look at Phil. I'm trying to help young girls feel better about themselves. Lisa wants to grab them by the throat and throw them back into pigtails, knee stockings, and big suckers, big all-day lollipops.
No, honey.
Why?
I just don't
because she loves to see their tongues dragging along that sucker.
Stockings, stiletto heels, and advertising.
Well, there you go. That's a very good point.
That's what I don't want them to do.
That's a very good point.
I believe that a young girl is entitled to her innocence as long as she can hold
good
on
point.
To it.
God, these kids today are getting sexualized. Can't a kid be a kid, for God's sake?
That's right.
Can't
and
they
you
just...
don't have to shave your private area to produce yourself mm-hmm. any more feminine, mm-hmm. and if you were a true contemporary woman, Bobby, mm-hmm. you would know that.
Lisa, you coach girls. That's all I need to say.
Look, that is unfair.
High school cheerleaders.
Intimating what?
You know what she means.
You're intimating some kind of a lesbian thing, and it's unfair.
You know, Phil, she goes out and buys the girls all-day suckers so she can watch their tongues drag across it.
Oh, do I?
Oh, man. All right, look, at least I gotta go.
Where would you drag your tongue since you're showing them how to shave?
Well, you know something?
Now what would you like to say?
I'll tell you what. Mine's pierced. How's yours?
I don't have to have holes where I don't need them, Bobby, unlike you.
Well, then that eliminates two places, doesn't it?
Okay,
no,
that's it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Missy. Missy, go ahead.
I agree mm-hmm. with staying trim and mm-hmm. hygienically clean, mm-hmm. but to be teaching our girls that, what does that lead to? Unwed mothers, pregnancy, you know, all sorts of problems.
Well,
I mean, I'm a concerned
Playboy?
Mom here.
Are you Playboy or Oriental?
You know what? That's really none of your business.
I don't think you should ask that question.
I am a concerned mm-hmm. parent here.
Well,
of a young 10-year-old daughter, and, you know, I teach my kids to be hygienically clean about themselves, but I don't teach them to go prancing around and showing off their stuff like they don't have any decency.
Well, what I'm talking about, Missy, what I'm talking about is they're getting up in front of the graduating class knowing that under that gown, we're talking about a high polish.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like the way you put things.
What?
A high polish.
You know, I mean, if you're wanting to do that, I mean, you at least go for the right area, like strippers or
you know,
or,
Missy,
or
if you're so concerned,
clubs.
If you're so concerned, why didn't you have boys?
I do have two boys, thank you very much.
No, but I mean, why didn't you just have boys?
Well, you know, that's not in my hands, that's in God's hands.
I don't think so. You can choose what you want to have.
Not unless you're really wanting to sit there and play God.
I'm simply saying, if you wanted just to have boys, you could have gone in for the procedure.
What are you talking about?
Well, she doesn't like the...
Are you telling her she should have aborted the female babies?
So they do it in China. It is not unheard of. Is the caller there?
You know, if you want to play God, that's on you. But you know what? To sit there and preach that to teenage girls, all you're doing is promoting unwed mothers and all that other good stuff. If you want to preach what you're doing, at least do it in the right spot and go to stripper bars. Thank you. Good day.
Do you shick or do you...
She's hung up. Time for one more call. You're hearing a lot of mother...
I'm hearing a lot of women, Phil. I'm hearing a lot of women. Let me tell you what I'm hearing, okay? I'm hearing a lot of women that are frightened. Frightened of the new frontier. Phil, this is the 21st century. This is going to be the slicked-up, shaved century. And any woman that isn't ready to get on that bus, to get a hold of that razor with confidence, take a look in the mirror and go, oh, God, and go to work, you know, she doesn't belong here. I'm trying to help our young people.
Oh, come on, Bob. You want to help young people. You want to help young women. Show them how to be people first, shaving them.
Well, Phil, I don't have a lot of the experience that you have.
Well, you know what? It's not about having experience. It's about what does the world need right now? The Playboy wax. Not that I mind it on my wife. Now, I am...
Phil, gleaming like a fresh ice rink that just got zambonied. That's what I'm...
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Okay, we're back. I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley, you there?
Yes, I was wondering where you were.
All right, I'm right here. 1-800-449-8686. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Mary, I am. Go ahead. We're talking with Bobby Dooley about showing young ladies how to shave themselves. Yeah.
First of all, Bobby, I don't think that you should be imposing your views on everybody. And yes, there are people that are more conservative than you. And you keep saying that whenever Phil says anything that you don't like the way it sounds, you say he makes it sound dirty. Well, every time anybody tries to say anything to you, you bring sex into it. You say that they're polished and ready to go. You say your husband likes it that way. It's all sexual for you.
I don't know.
And you don't have the right. You do not have the right to tell a 16, 17, or 18-year-old girl what she needs to do to be a mature woman. For one thing, you don't know that is the only thing men like.
Well,
you do not know that.
Look, I'm just
maybe
saying,
all the men you have liked that, but that is not what they like. Another thing,
well,
so
I don't know what
worried,
kind of men
you're
with,
about
but
hair making an impression.
In other words, when you
35 years, honey, I've been with my husband for 35 years.
Have you ever in that time? Have you ever in that time shaved it?
But you're talking
what
about
what are we talking about? Rama or the jungle here?
I'm a woman.
Well,
I'm not
on,
talking. I'm not a child. I'm not
Steve,
a child.
She's been married 35 years.
Yes, I have.
What is that supposed to mean?
What does that mean to you, Bobby?
It's a little it's a jungle reference, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, honey?
Welcome to the jungle. We've got what you need. Welcome to the jungle. I think I've got a rash, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like your husband's getting off on all this conversation.
Wait a minute. Let's get back to the point, because Mary is making a point that I have to agree with.
I do want to make the point. If you're really worried about these girls, because you say their self-esteem is low, you say that they're worried about graduation, and and they have so many things, get them to a beauty shop. Get them a new hairdo. Get them a new outfit. Get them some new shoes. I'll tell you what, when girls are that age are graduating,
that's
unless,
the old school
unless,
way of doing it. The new school says, let's slick it up like a hubcap. You know?
Oh, no. No.
The new school says...
Old school.
Would you tell your husband to stop being a child?
Steve, don't do that anymore. Mary, look. I'm not trying to hurt the children. I'm just trying to get
yes,
that...
Yes, you are. And another
trying
thing,
to get
too, about
that
this slick. Parental... And I need another point, too.
Yes.
About this parental thing.
Mm-hmm.
About this parental thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about doctors cannot make a medical procedure on a child.
Right.
But one parent cannot tell another parent or tell another child how their parent is doing wrong. You don't have the right to do that judgment.
Well, I'm not telling you what you're doing wrong. What are you telling me all of a sudden that you have a say in the pubic hair? Oh, God.
Well, you're certainly saying that, honey.
Well, you're saying it, yeah.
You're the one that's saying that. You're the one that's saying that, oh, we need to do that.
Mary, I'm just saying that when your daughter walks by, you don't want her hearing what you've been hearing your whole life, which is,
well, you know what?
Welcome to the jungle. I've got what you need. Slicked up like a hubcap.
All right.
When my daughter walked across the stage to get her diploma, she was not worried about whether her private area was shaved or not.
Look, Andrew Dice Clay.
For one thing, her gown was long enough, nobody was going to see it.
Andrew Dice Clay said it very well once. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, trim that thing down.
And you don't know that I haven't, so don't worry about it, okay?
Well, you said you've been married 35 years. Yeah, the last time you did, 35 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
That's got to sting.
That has nothing to do with it. And no, I'm sorry.
I apologize, Mary, for this infantile behavior of these people. And
Mr. Hendry,
no, don't give me the Mr. Hendry. Acting like a child, welcome to the jungle, and all this other nonsense. We're talking about kids, caring about kids.
And
everybody wants to sexualize kids. What is the sickness among adults? You got to show a kid with his underwear on. You got to show some kid with his butt hanging out on the side of a billboard, and the kid ain't even 18 years old. What's the problem? I don't mind if a guy's 18.
And what has her issue got to do with me? Whether I have had not had sex in 35 years or had it 5 times last week?
You know, Mary, you and Mr. Hendry belong together.
What has
the
that
two
got
you...
to do with? Tell me what that has to do.
Are
with
you
your
for real?
Issue. You're not.
Honey, I'm as real as real get.
You are a joke. People are laughing and
what you see is what you get.
Saying what I'm saying because you are a joke,
Mary.
Your husband.
Do you remember the song?
You are a joke.
Some people
are
made of plastic. You know,
and people are very happy that I'm saying what I am saying to you. I guarantee you.
All right, Mary. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
That's your husband. I come over and I punch him for that.
What?
I can smell you through the phone.
He says he'd like to punch you.
That's a lawsuit. I could sue Mr. Hendry.
Trinity, that would be a lawsuit.
Oh, you know what?
Phil, don't you know the song?
What song?
Some people are made of plastic.
You know some people.
Oh, I know that tune. What you see is what you get. Look at me here. What the hell am I doing? She's got me singing it. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
To that lady who asked me if I was for real, Steve, my husband Steve and I are going to sing this. Steve, you ready?
Yeah.
You want to know if I'm for real? Check out my stuff. Some people are made of plastic. Steve.
You know some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone, like that lady who called from Buena Park.
Some people are up to no good.
But baby, I'm for real.
Who's singing now?
I is.
Shut it off. I is. Who's that?
I'm a gardener, man. I'm just...
Yeah, okay. What you see is what you get. All right, anyway, Bobby and Steve Dooley, shine it up like a hubcap, man. Getting it slick. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, G. Gordon Liddy as a five-year-old. That's right. And Dr. Hans Melsler on love and death. All ahead on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place.